This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. President Joe Biden told Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday that he would be announcing a new security package for Kyiv.
This will be the eighth package I've authorized since we've signed the national security bill.
Biden added the U.S. would continue to stand by Ukraine.
Ukraine will prevail, and I want you to know we're going to be with you every step of the way.
Zelensky thanked the president for the support.
I'm grateful to you, your team, your administration, of course, Congress, both parties, both chambers, and all Americans for their vital and your strong support of Ukraine and Ukrainian people.
Zelensky also said the two men would discuss how to achieve a just end to the war with Russia and called for a second peace summit this year. An initial summit, which Russia was not invited to, was held in Switzerland last month. The NATO summit on Wednesday was incredibly busy and full of bold statements and actions from allied countries. VOA's Carla Babb has the story.
American-made F-16 fighter jet now heading to Ukraine from NATO allies Denmark and the Netherlands. All 32 allies in a communique calling Ukraine's path to NATO membership, quote, irreversible, in a strong message to Russian President Vladimir Putin that he simply cannot wait out NATO allies. U.S. President Joe Biden pressed NATO allies to continue their increased defense spending in order to keep up with Russia's wartime production level. The alliance also calling on China to cease its support of Russia's war machine, saying it cannot enable the largest war in Europe in nearly 80 years without negatively impacting its interest and reputation. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Kenyan President William Ruto dismissed most of his cabinet Thursday following weeks of protests that were triggered by proposed tax hikes. Mohamed Yusuf has more from Nairobi.
Speaking at the State House on Thursday, Ruto said that due to the country's recent political and economic situation, he has decided to fire his ministers.
I have today, in line with the powers given to me by Article 1521 and 1525B of the Constitution and Sections 12 of the Office of the Attorney General's Act, decided to dismiss with immediate effect all the cabinet secretaries and Attorney General of the Cabinet of Kenya.
Kenyan political activist Boniface Mwangi told VOA Ruto needs to change the way he operates.
We are very happy because it's the beginning of the end for him as well.
Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
Germany's top security official says the country will bar the use of critical components made by Chinese companies Huawei and ZTE in core parts of its 5G networks in two steps starting in 2026. Germany, which has Europe's biggest economy, has long mulled what to do about components made by Chinese suppliers in its new generation cell phone networks. Interior Minister Nancy Faeser said Thursday that critical components from Huawei and ZTE will be barred from 5G core networks by the end of 2026, while critical management systems from the two manufacturers in 5G access and transport networks must be replaced by the end of 2029. The United Kingdom is mulling over tighter crossbow laws after three women were slain in an attack. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A man suspected of killing the wife and daughters of a BBC Radio sports commentator with a crossbow is being treated in a hospital after being found injured in a cemetery. Kyle Clifford is suspected of attacking Carol Hunt, who was 61, and her daughters Hannah and Louise, who were in their 20s. They were found dead at their home in Bushey, a suburban community northwest of London. The victims are the wife and daughters of John Hunt, a BBC horse racing commentator. The British government says it's considering whether to tighten the laws on owning crossbows. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Japanese high court has approved a legal gender change for a transgender woman without requiring compulsory gender-affirming surgery. LGBTQ plus groups on Thursday called the ruling a mixed victory. Under the law, transgender people who want to have their gender assigned at birth changed on official documents must be diagnosed as having gender dysmorphia and must undergo an operation to remove their sex organs. The Hiroshima High Court ruled Wednesday that the current requirements is possibly unconstitutional, signaling a change in how gender issues are being addressed in Japan. One of the woman's lawyers said she cried with relief. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.